Underground, brand new song from him. I mean, he's talking serious stuff here, but still, it's just his music is so much fun all the time. He's coming to Toronto, and I think I'm gonna go down to that show because I love his music. It's always so catchy, and there's a lot of interesting stuff going on in his lyrics. We also had some music from Archie and the Astronauts, and the first song that we played on that last set was The Red Room with their song The Fear. The Archie song that we played was called Talk to Ya. So do go check out all these really cool bands. But now we're gonna be talking about sort of the pinnacle of British and Irish music. So we're talking about the Mercury Prize. This is an award for albums made by artists in the UK and Ireland, and it's based solely on the creative merits of these albums. So this doesn't consider things like sales and chart successes, unlike something like the Brit Awards and all that, that really count, you know, only albums that have been on the charts or have been number ones and things like that. But this one rather considers the impact that an album has had on music, or the potential for an impact, you know, cultural impact or whatever, and just on really good musicianship and things like that. It doesn't have genre categories, like I said before. You know, all albums can be considered, and that sometimes gives us really interesting and complex lists, like we have this year, where there's a little bit of jazz, there's a little bit of grime and afrobeats and hip-hop. There's a lot of alternative and indie rock this year, I think, compared to most years. There's some pop music on there. There's a folk album by Martin Carthy as well. And we're going to talk about all the nominees, but I just want to tell you a little bit about the prize. And so, you know, Mercury Prize, it kind of represents this, like, stepping up stage for a lot of independent music, a lot of emerging music. And so the ceremony is a big deal. It's going to be taking place next month in Newcastle. It's happening on the 16th of October, I think. And it's moving up north. It's moving out of London, which is kind of a big deal, especially seeing how last year the winner of the Mercury Prize was the band English Teacher, who, if you hang out in alternative circles, indie circles, you've definitely heard their name. They were in Toronto last year. I think they opened for Idols at a really big show at this one arena. And it was, you know, it's a big deal to win the prize. It really gives your profile a boost. But even just being nominated really puts your name out there to a lot of artists. And this short list of 12 albums is made by a panel of industry folks. So that could be people who work at the BBC. It could be other folks that work in radio, in TV, labels, other artists, management, that kind of, you know, music people. It's sort of like the Polaris Prize, which, as a matter of fact, the Polaris Prize is also going to be announced this week on Tuesday, same day as Pulp. And that's a really big, interesting thing. But in fact, the Polaris Prize, when it was set up back in 2006, it was set up sort of modeled on the Mercury Prize. So, you know, the Mercurys are a pretty big deal. Now, the 12 shortlisted albums for this year, they were revealed last week. And there's a little ceremony that they have for the shortlist, because I think they think it's almost as important as the actual winner's night, because there's no real loser at the Mercury shortlist. They all get a little trophy. All 12 artists receive a trophy. So we're going to go through the list in the show. The eligibility criteria for albums was anything that came out between July last year and end of August this year. So it's sort of a year's worth of albums. And we're going to go one by one through all the albums. But just before we do that, I want to play us a track by an artist who is on the shortlist. So this is a bit of a spoiler. But Pink Pantheress has been nominated for her album. And it's the album that had that song Illegal that's been all over the place. And she's on tour at the moment. She doesn't particularly like touring, to be honest. So, you know, you'll see her just pick up her little purse and walk off stage the second she's done and all that. She's definitely more producer than a live performer. But she was offered to do an NPR Tiny Desk. And the thing with NPR's Tiny Desk is that they use almost no production at all. So everything is very raw. Everything is very clean. And she works with her voice as an instrument almost, so she uses a lot of effects and processing and auto-tune and stuff on that. But for this performance, she had to strip away all the electronics, and the result was a really, really interesting performance. So I'm going to play us that performance of her song Illegal at the Tiny Desk, and then we're going to come back and reveal the 12 shortlisted albums for the Mercury Prize.
Thank you so much. All right, then. Is this illegal? It feels illegal. I've suffered quite a few times of paranoia. What's your name? I don't know what I should call you. He's 24, yeah. We're getting high around the corner. One after one, now you're sitting on my bed. Then later on, we can talk on it instead. Two into one, while you're sitting on my bed. Then later on, I can feel shame in my head. We'll meet again when my head works like it used to. And maybe next time I'll tell my girl come through.
With her song Illegal, but a very, very different version to the one that you'll have been hearing if you've been listening to it online. This was the version she did at NPR's Tiny Desk because she's been on tour and recorded this in DC, and it just sounds so incredible. Now, I know it's financially basically like suicide to go on tour with a band that big. She had like six musicians in the room with her, but it sounded so, so incredible. And I really wish that musicians had the money to take a full band on tour, because that sounded so good. I would love to see more of these kind of stripped down versions of Pink Panther's music, because, you know, she's a really good producer. She's also a really astute arranger, and you can hear that in this version of the song. It sounds incredible. And she is one of the artists that has been nominated for the Mercury Prize this year, and that's kind of what we're here to talk about now for the next little while. So the first album that's on that list, not that they're in any particular order, but the first album we've got is Sam Fender with his album People Watching, his, I think, fourth album that came out in February this year. Huge one. I mean, you know, he's been writing this kind of really raw, real working class anthems, very Bruce Springsteen in a way, but, you know, more English than American. And it's going to be a big moment for him coming back, because he's from Newcastle, which is where the ceremony is going to be taking place. It'll be a big deal for him. You know, he played this sold out, actually run of shows, not just one, at St. James's Park, the football stadium. 50,000 people, everybody loves him. Homecoming moment for the North Shields boy. And he's actually coming to Toronto and Montreal as well. He's going to be playing at the start of October. He's got two shows. And I'm going to the Toronto show. I cannot wait. This album, huge one for him. You know, it's just been one of the biggest albums he's released, and he just seems to be getting bigger and bigger. The songwriting on this one, you know, he's always very specific in his work, but somehow this album just goes even further. And here's a little extract of TV Dinner if you don't know what to expect.
Oh,
Sam Fender, people watching the first of the 12 albums that has been revealed to be on the Mercury Prize shortlist. That's going to be revealed, the winner is going to be revealed next month. And they're all just really, really strong albums. And we've been talking about, you know, how it's going to be a big homecoming thing for Sam. Just seeing music, you know, outside of London, being able to be successful, that's been a really big deal. And moving further and further away from that, you know, the second album on our list, it's Fontaine's DC, Romance. Now, the Irish band, I think, have this album has been one of the biggest albums for alternative music all across the world, and Irish bands and Irish artists have really been taking over and, you know, dominating the conversation in alternative music. This has been their album where they've been pushing out and really, you know, just trying something different. It's not the first time they've been nominated for the Mercury Prize, but I feel like if there was an album for which they had to win the prize, it would be this one, because it's been them taking creative risks, doing something different, just like tapping into a whole new sound. This whole, and it's a very relevant album for now too, because the whole idea of a romance, you know, keeping this optimism alive in the face of everything else that's happening in the world, that's what they've talked about this album being about. And they've done something so different for what would normally be thought to be a post-punk band, like this song, In the Modern World, very Lana Del Rey-esque. Fontaine's DC, Romance, that was a song, In the Modern World. Not the whole song, obviously, but we're trying to get through 12 albums over here, so stick with me. I think this is probably one of the favourites, no pun intended, to win the prize. But then again, the Mercury Prize is never very obvious, which is what makes it interesting. The next album that we've got on the shortlist is Emmajeen Thackeray, jazz artist, songwriter, musician. Her album Weirdo came out earlier this year, and it's an album that's really come from a place of pain, you know. So she had someone close to her that took their own life and everything, and she said that this album almost saved her in the making of it. And it's got really raw, honest work, and, you know, obviously she's an incredible jazz composer and a pianist and everything, and you hear that on the albums. But it's not all just pain. There's also a lot of other, like, you know, catharsis going on the album. It's a really strong contender, and I'm glad that she's got the nod now. Emmajeen Thackeray, that was song Save Me from the album Weirdo. That's one of the 12 albums nominated for the Mercury Prize this year. That's going to be happening next month. And we're just kind of going through the nominations really quickly. The next album that we're talking about is one of the big pop ones. It's FKA Twigs' album Eusexua. Now, this was a big one for her because it was, I think, her first album in 5 or 6 years. Like, her last album came out in 2019. And so she's been away from it for a little while. And she came back with this album of real self-discovery and joy and stuff, and I think the word Eusexua itself was one that she'd coined on her own, was somewhere between euphoria and I don't remember, sexuality maybe, yeah, it was a big album of, you know, being authentic and stuff for her too. And I'm going to play us a little bit of Perfect Stranger because I think it does encapsulate some of that feeling quite well. It's true, strange, just be perfect. You're strange, just be perfect. You're perfect, baby. Kate Wiggs, Eusexua. Next up on the Mercury shortlist, we've got Pasaliu with his album African Alien. And this is a really fun, really like lovely Afrobeats album. But there's a lot of psychedelic stuff in there. There's some rap music in there as well. And, you know, Pasaliu doesn't really shy away from getting down to the hard topics. This was also, I think, a kind of difficult time for him. Like, he got into some trouble. He, I think, came out of prison last September, and since then he's been working on the album. And this album, he talks a little bit about, you know, dealing with his ADHD and stuff on it, and just kind of, like, you know, turning life around and everything. And I'm going to play us a little snippet of the song Belly, though, because this is, I think, one of the singles that's been going around. And very catchy song, but also really, really hard-hitting.
Belly, hit the belly, 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 beat the belly. Get a man must feed the belly, get a man must feed family. Belly, belly, hit the belly, 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 feed the belly. Get a man must feed the belly, get a man must feed family. Stubborn to the bone, see me walk with chest.
That was Pasaliu, that was his album African Alien. And he kind of talks a little bit about his upbringing in Ghana, and then, you know, life in the UK and stuff like that. That's one of the 12 albums that's been nominated for the Mercury Prize, shortlisted this year. And then to make a complete shift in direction from the kind of popular style of music to something much more classical, jazzy, stripped back, we've got Joe Webb, who's a Welsh musician, and he released his debut album called Hamstrings and Hurricanes. It was made in Mid Wales, in Llandrindod, Wales. That's the place that made it. And the album was made in one single weekend, just three musicians in the room. And he said that the writing of the album was influenced by a variety of different sources, everything from Canadian jazz legend Oscar Peterson to Welsh male voice choirs to even Oasis. And the song that I'm going to be playing us a little snippet of is in fact a song that he says took inspiration from Oasis song Shaker Maker. And I think you can sort of hear it on the drums, but it's really on you. It's a song called Hiraeth, a word that you might know associated quite closely with like this Welsh feeling of, you know, a longing for the motherland, basically, sort of. And this is the album, Hamstrings and Hurricanes. And Hurricanes, Joe Webb, the instrumental jazz musician from Wales. And then one of the most interesting picks on the Mercury Prize shortlist this year is Martin Carthy, English folk musician who's inspired everyone from the likes of Bob Dylan and Paul Simon. He recorded traditional English folk tunes. He's recorded over 40 albums. And this album of his called Transform Me Then Into a Fish, it's an album that is a bit of a career-spanning one. So, you know, it came out on his 84th birthday. The songs go back to 1958, even, when he was 17 years old. And there's a song on the album, the one that we're going to be playing, actually, which came out on his debut album from 1965, called Ye Mariners All. And it's an interesting album. I think probably one of the oldest nominees in the last few years as well.
Ye mariners all, as ye pass by, come in and drink when you are dry. Spend, my lads, your money brisk, and pop your nose in a jug of this. Ye mariners all, if you have a crown, you're welcome home for to sit down. Come and sit down, think not amiss to pop your nose in a jar of this.
Martin Carthy with his English folk music that has been nominated for the Mercury Prize this year. Transform Me Into a Fish Then, that's the album's title. Song we heard, Your Mariners. And the next up album we've got is Pink Pantheress, her album Fancy That. And I'm going to play us a little bit of Tonight, just so you hear Pink Pantheress in her natural element, not stripped back as she did for the Tiny Desk. Tonight, Fancy That, that's one of the albums nominated for this year's Mercury Prize. And then next on the list, we've got Pulp with their album More, the first Pulp album in 24 years since 2001's last album, and then they split in 2002. What a big comeback it's been for Pulp in the last year, you know, reforming. They had that big moment at Glastonbury as well this year where they performed this album and a lot of throwbacks. 30 years since that all-important 1995 headline slot where they got pulled up instead of the Stone Roses with maybe 10 days' notice to headline the whole festival, one of the biggest music festivals in the world. So it's been a big full-circle moment for Pulp, you know, coming back to that, coming back with a new album. This album, More, is an album that's dedicated to Steve Mackey, their bassist. And so, of course, winning it would be a really nice moment for them as well. Of course, they are playing in Toronto this week, just on Tuesday, and, you know, very exciting to see them back in town. Spike Island from the album More, and we're coming towards the end of this Mercury shortlist. We've got three more albums on the list, and the next one is Scottish musician Jacob Alon. This is their debut album called In Limerence, came out on the 30th of May, and it's a very, very direct, very honest, very stripped back folk pop album, and it's just got these beautiful guitar, you know, finger-picked melodies, and Jacob's voice is so, so, so beautiful. I'm going to play us a little bit of the song I Couldn't Feed Her.
You say I couldn't feed her for my breast from strife. I tried to reach her.
Jacob Alon, I Couldn't Feed Her from the album In Limerence. And then we have Wolf Alice. Their new album, The Clearings, just come out. And, you know, they were in Toronto doing a little in-store thing at Dynalone Records recently as well. And they're coming back on, I think it's the 22nd, or I can't remember the date, but they're playing at History in Toronto. And this, I feel like, is the biggest they've ever had. Sound-wise. Now, every single album that Wolf Alice have put out, four albums so far, has been nominated for the Mercury Prize. And they had this big moment in 2018 that a lot of people actually look back on as maybe a turning point for guitar music, in the UK at least, where they won the Mercury Prize for their 2018 album, Visions of a Life. And it was this whole thing. The Enemy went to the awards, and they've always been quite fond of Wolf Alice, but definitely acknowledging that, you know, guitar music had sort of been on the way down since maybe about 2005 or so. And they had this writer, Mark Beaumont, who I really love, who's, you know, done a lot of really cool rock biographies as well. But he was at the awards and he didn't really want to go. But then he saw Wolf Alice winning, and there's this hysterical article of his review of the whole thing where he was basically sobbing his eyes out in delight at seeing kind of rock music win again. And, you know, it, who knows, it could maybe happen again. Wolf Alice are up now for the new album, The Clearing. The only artist to ever win the Mercury twice is PJ Harvey, who won it years and years ago. But, you know, we'll see how it happens. We'll see how it goes. This is for The Clearing, for which the band are going to be coming back and playing a show in Toronto. The Clearing. That's one of the 12 shortlisted albums for the Mercury Prize. It's really seen Ellie Rosell step out from, you know, behind the guitars, behind the pianos, and just become this charismatic front woman. And we'll see them in Toronto soon, actually. And now the last album on the Mercury shortlist is CMAT with her album Euro Country. Her kind of reclaiming, you know, European traditional folk music in a sense, but then making it more specifically about Ireland, about her growing up in Ireland in sort of the late 2000s, early 2010s. There's songs about the recession and everything, about Dublin and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And she's playing tomorrow, and I'm seeing her, and I'm so excited. And, you know, she's been nominated before as well. She was nominated last year. And what an album this has been in comparison even to Crazy Mad for me. So, yay, CMAD. Show for this week, so see you all next week, same time, same place. Goodbye.
Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9. Join your host, Arrow McCauley, for a free-flow show where words, ideas, and music mingle. Each week, we sit down with one of the local authors and artists leading writing workshops through the Word Labs program. They'll share their stories, their insights, maybe even a few secrets of their craft. Get your pens ready. After the chat, you'll get writing prompts to stretch your imagination, all set to a soundscape designed to help you focus, relax, and create.
Hey, my name's Will. I play in the Woolly Leaves, Constantines, and the Lifeless Souls. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Well, hello, hello, hello. You are listening to CFRC FM 101.9 FM, cable channel 954 in Kojiko, and available on the World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca. It is 9:30 in the PM on a Sunday night in this kind of sort of long weekend. I don't know how I would describe it. Long weekend interrupted, I guess. Anyways, I hope whatever it is, you're enjoying it. I'm enjoying it too. I'm not really here, so I'm enjoying it, you know, in different ways. I've recorded this show ahead, just due to some, you know, again, long weekend interrupted events that I have happening. But no, it's a good show, I think. Pretty rocking, I have to say. I do a lot of kind of East Coast indie bands like Thrush Hermit and Smothered in Hugs and Not You and stuff like that. We'll do some other sort of things like some Booker T and the MGs, maybe some Isaac Hayes, some Pixies, all sorts of goodly stuff. We're going to feature in this show two kind of classic indie bands who have albums forthcoming. One of them is going to be at the top of the hour. I'll get into. But to start off with, though, the Lemonheads are going to have a new album coming out at the end of the summer. Well, September 1st, specifically, which is called Love Chant. So the record, which is like the first original music Lemonheads in about 20 years or so. Hasn't really been Evan Dando, I should say, has put out a couple Lemonheads records, but were cover albums. So like you know, covering a bunch of other people's tunes, which is kind of, you know, coming with the Lemonheads anyways on an album. But those ones specifically all. This one is going to be all original stuff. I don't know if he's gonna, you know, play around here again. I will say I have seen Evan Dando play in Kingston twice. They were shows 10 years separate. Very uniquely interesting shows. One at the Grad Club, which was very abruptly ended. And one that was at the Mansion, that there was only like 10 people there, and he played for like over 2 hours. But they were very unique shows, and they pretty much, if you know about Evan Dando, you know. And they definitely lived up to expectations, for sure. We'll just put it that way. So I'm going to play that right now. This is a song that has been pre-released called In the Margin. So here is Lemonheads on CFRC.
behind you.
Don't ever say that thing out loud.
ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
It is now top of the hour, 10 o'clock. You are